Welcome, everybody. I'm Will Perry, joined by my co-host, Ben Cavado, and welcome to the second segment of the Francis Howell North Fantasy Football Podcast, where we bring you our weekly hot takes, boom or bust picks, sleeper picks, as well as three game picks of the week. Well, we'll get into a quick recap of last week. So I'll go first. My good picks from last week, I had Josh Allen for MVP. Even though he's not going to be the MVP, I think Russell Wilson is certainly the runner-up so far. He dropped 5 touchdowns and led the Bills to another win against a pretty good team so far in the Rams. And he just looked really good. He had one interception, which was kind of a iffy call from the refs. He's taking care of the ball really well this year. He's, you know, throwing the ball all over the field. So that was a good pick. I also had David Johnson playing like a scrub, and that was a good hit. He had like 45 total yards. He did have like a gimmick touchdown, but other than that, he got shut down. He had 23 rushing yards, 23 receiving yards, I think.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Well, on to my picks from last week, I had Burrow Hall of Fame. Didn't play like a Hall of Famer last week, but he's on it. You know, he'll get there. Boomer bust, I had AJ Green. Sorry if you boomed him and played him. Sorry about that. Bust, Leonard Fournette. He was a joke, only 4 points. Bust, also Kirk Cousins. He wasn't great, wasn't good anyway.
Applebee's
waiter. Had a pick. Yeah, he's an Applebee's waiter, so what do you expect? Sleepers, James Robinson, congrats if you played him, 30 points. And Jerick McKinnon, congrats if you played him, 16 points. And me and Will went 1-1-1 for our game picks. So we will keep that. We will keep that going through the season and have our record. We'll say our record every week.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go first with my hot take of this week. I'm going to go DK Metcalf has 150 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns this week.
Bold take.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. He kind of did it last week, but.
Well, he could have done it last week, but he dropped a bomb.
Yeah. I mean,
the guy, he's obviously playing with the MVP so far of the season in Russell Wilson. I mean, the guy's thrown 14 touchdown passes in 3 games, which is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, DK Metcalf, obviously, he's 6'4". He runs a 4.3. He's got a 40-inch vertical. I mean, he's going to burn you. He's going to jump over you. He's going to moss you. I mean, there's not really much you can do to cover him. And, I mean
– yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he had about 100 yards last week in a touchdown, and he could have had about 180 and 2, but, you know, unfortunately you know. He caught a 75-yard bomb and slowed up right before the goal line and got the ball punched out.
But he choked.
Yeah. So he's got about 300 yards and 3 touchdowns so far on the year, but it should be closer to 400 yards and 4 touchdowns,
yeah,
which is pretty insane production, especially
yeah, from a
second-year receiver.
And the crazy thing is Tyler Lockett is also a beast, so the Seahawks look out.
Yeah. Well, not the Seahawks defense. I mean,
if no, well, yeah, Seahawks. Yeah. I mean, like they're gonna be good.
Yeah.
Seahawks, okay.
I mean, as usual.
Yeah. My boom is Derrick Henry. Great week last week with 27 points. Looked like a bulldozer. Got the ball at the 1-yard line a few times. Last week against Pittsburgh. Oh yeah. And before I say this, this game will might happen Monday or Tuesday. It was postponed a little bit, but they are expected to play Monday or Tuesday. But if they play, last week against Pittsburgh, Dalvin Cook had 22 carries for 181 yards and destroyed Pittsburgh. Realized I forgot my hot take, so we will go back to that. Cam Newton, 30-plus points against the Kansas City defense. Kansas City defense looked good last week, but didn't go against Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time. And, yeah, Newton's got a lot to prove, and he will prove it against the Chiefs this week.
You know, I kind of agree with that statement. I originally thought Lamar Jackson just played terribly, which he didn't play great, but his receivers dropped a lot of balls last week. It wasn't so much the Chiefs, but Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews both combined with 5 drops, and, you know, you can't really have that in an offense.
Can't win games like that.
Can't win games dropping footballs. So it wasn't necessarily all on Lamar Jackson. I mean, obviously a good percent is, but Cam Newton didn't play amazing against the Raiders, but that was also because they were up so big. They just mainly focused on running the ball, but Cam did throw a real kind of ugly interception.
Yeah, it was ugly, but he's on his legs. On his legs, he's a beast.
Oh, yeah.
The game was out of hand. They were up by, like, 20.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Belichick, of course.
He's going to put something together.
Daniels is going to scheme up some great plays for Cam. I think it'll be a good game. So, as you said before, you obviously have Derrick Henry as your boom pick.
That's my boom.
Yeah, so I agree with you. You know, Melvin Gordon and Lindsley even. And when the Steelers played the Broncos, got torn up by them, got torn up by Dalvin Cook. The Steelers, Steelers really haven't played anybody this year.
Yeah.
They had Jeff Driskel drop. He had quarterback numbers on him.
Yeah, he's almost as bad as the Applebee's waiter.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get real here.
If they have this game, it'll be a real test for the Steelers to see if they're the real deal or if they're just playing some scrubs so far.
But you will want to pay attention to Derrick Henry's status as long as the rest of the Titans and Pittsburgh players.
Yeah.
Okay, you can say your boom.
All right. My boom pick for this week, I'm going James Robinson. Now, he had an amazing week last week, and he's posted up 250 scrimmage yards and 3 touchdowns over the last 2 weeks, and he's playing the Bengals, who suck.
Well, you don't think he's due for a bad week?
No, I think he's due for an amazing week.
Well, that's kind of unfortunate because in my fantasy league, I just traded him.
Well, I have him in the – well, I guess we'll find out. The Bengals defense has allowed 180 rushing yards per game, which, I mean, pretty terrible. Yeah. And, you know, Minshew loves little scat backs out of the backfield. He's going to get a good amount of targets, which is great in a PPR league, and he's going to get some touchdowns on the goal line. It's just, you know, I think you really can't go wrong with him this week, especially against Cincinnati.
Good point. Okay, I will go on to my bust, Terry McLaurin. He's good. Dwayne Haskins isn't. Dwayne Haskins is a TJ Fridays waiter. Not good at all. 13 points last week from McLaurin. He's playing a great Ravens secondary. I know it didn't look good against Mahomes, but Mahomes is Mahomes, you know?
He's going to Mahomes, you know?
Yeah, Mahomes isn't Dwayne Haskins. So that's why Terry McLaurin is a bust this week.
Yeah, I agree. I think he'll be a bust, and it's not because of Terry McLaurin's play. I think it'll be because of his supporting cast.
Yeah.
The Washington football team are just, it's just dysfunctional. There's all those allegations. The coaching staff doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they brought in Ron Rivera, amazing coach, but, I mean, there's only so much that Ron Rivera can try to do with that team full of scrubs.
Yeah.
I mean, their D-line is the only thing that's going for them.
Really? You're right.
Well, I'm going to move on to my bust pick, which I think is a 100% lock. You can take this to the bank. I'm saying Jarvis Landry. Even though they're playing Dallas, who is a terrible pass defense. But, I mean, Jarvis Landry is averaging 40 yards a game. He's just terrible. Well, I mean, okay.
Well, that might be a little harsh. Yeah. Is he terrible or is Baker Mayfield?
Let me backtrack here. Jarvis Landry is not terrible, okay? Yeah. Jarvis Landry is a very good borderline elite receiver, but he's sharing the field with Odell Beckham, so obviously it's going to take some targets away, and he's got Baker Mayfield, who he's not even good enough to be a, you know, TJ Friday's waiter. He's the bus boy.
Yeah, he is the bus boy.
Kirk Cousins takes you to the table, takes your order, and then Baker Mayfield cleans up your food when you leave.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield.
He's just terrible. I have nothing to say. I mean, Jarvis Landry used to be a reception monster. PPR leagues, he would dominate, especially when he was in Miami. Even playing with, he's playing with scrubs in Miami, but he was still getting
all. Not as bad as Baker.
Yeah, and now he's got Baker Mayfield, who
is taking more time with the commercials than actual being on the field. So,
yeah. So I think you should really bench him.
Okay. You want to move on to sleepers?
Yeah.
Okay. My first sleeper, Anthony Miller of the Chicago Bears. You might be like, Ben, what are you thinking? Well, Trubisky's out. That joke. Thank God. Nick Foles is in. Nick Foles, if you don't remember, won the Super Bowl in 2017 with the Eagles. And as soon as he came in, Anthony Miller got like four targets, dropped one touchdown, caught the other one, and ended up with 15 points. And that's why he's a sleeper. You got to pick him up if he's there. And he's playing in Indianapolis Colts secondary, who is not very good at all.
Well, I think that that is a joke. Anthony Miller is a scrub. And the only reason he caught a touchdown was because he was playing Atlanta. Those guys can't cover anything.
Well, I mean,
look at it. There's a freaking Anthony Miller is catching touchdowns on the Falcons defense.
Dude, Anthony Miller is good. You got to put some respect on his name.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
All right. My pick, my first pick is going to be Robert Tonyan. He's the tight end for the Green Bay Packers. Now, you probably have never heard this guy's name, but he's had 22 targets over the last two games, right? The Packers offense is just clicking everywhere. Aaron Rodgers is playing like an MVP candidate, MVP candidate, excuse me.
Yeah, watch where you're going there. You almost just said MVP.
Yeah, I almost just slipped up there.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not – Aaron Rodgers is not the MVP so far, but he's playing really, really well. Robert Tonyan has 180 yards and three touchdowns so far, which is real solid for a tight end. And they're playing Atlanta's defense, which sucks. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah. If you have anybody – that catches the ball, that plays against Atlanta on the waivers, you need to pick them up and start them because they're going to get you 15 points because Atlanta
15
sucks.
Plus, yeah. I like that pick. Great pick, especially in the play action game. Robert Tonyan was getting a lot of action. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I like that pick. My second sleeper is Ryan Fitzmagic. I mean, if this guy's not legendary, I don't know what legendary is. This guy can make things happen. 25 points last week, two touchdowns, one rushing touchdown, and he plays a Seattle secondary. He was awful. Dak Prescott passed for almost 500 yards last week. He had three touchdowns, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is a must start. If he's out there, you got to get him now, especially if you're weak in the quarterback position.
Yeah.
It's a must pick up.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Well, my next sleeper pick is Alan Lazard. And he's also on the Packers. He's their number two option at wide receiver. He's a real big guy. He's got an amazing catch percentage. He's got 17 targets and 13 catches, which is a 76% catch percentage. So basically, every time the ball gets thrown his way, you know, he's probably going to come down with it. It's a very good chance. And with Davante Adams questionable, he'll probably play, but his snap count might be limited. He might not be 100%. I think Alan Lazard, who's still on the waivers in a lot of leagues, he's not rostered as much as you would think so. And, I mean, he's got 250 receiving yards and two touchdowns, which, I mean, through three games as a number two receiver is really good, especially since he was the number two option in week one and didn't get as many looks. But he was extremely good last week, and he was really good the week before that. And he's just a machine, you know. Aaron Rodgers
gets Rodgers the makes these nobodies good.
Well, yeah, basically.
Yeah. That's just how it's been going. Now we will move on to games of the week. Our first game, we only have two games of the week this week. We were going to do Titans Steelers, but that game is probably not going to happen. So we will do Patriots Chiefs is the first game. I have the Patriots 27, Chiefs 25. Bill Belichick is going to win that game for the Patriots and Cam Newton.
Well, I think that that's a joke. I think the Patriots are certainly a good team, but I don't think they're anywhere near the level that the Chiefs are playing at right now. I was a little bit worried about the Chiefs after the Chargers game where they, you know, barely beat a rookie quarterback in his first start. But, I mean, after Monday when they played the Ravens and just absolutely destroyed them, I mean, the score wasn't even – that didn't even display how one-sided the game was.
It was one-sided. Yeah, you're right.
The final score was 34-20, but, I mean, the Ravens had a gimmicky special teams touchdown. So it was – and, I mean, the Chiefs had stopped scoring basically in the second half. They probably could have run the score up a lot more. So, I mean, I'm just feeling really confident about the Chiefs. Of course, the Patriots' defense doesn't look as stout as it did last year.
It looks pretty good.
They lost some guys. It looks good, obviously, still, but I mean, you better have the best defense or the best scheme in the league to even slow down Mahomes. And I don't know. Gilmore's gonna lock down your best receiver. Belichick's gonna take away your best strength. But I mean, Mahomes has always had amazing games against the Patriots. So
yeah,
I think the Chiefs are winning 42-35.
We will see. I don't know, man. Moving on to the next game, Chargers, Bucks. Justin Herbert. I mean, this guy's playing like the rookie of the year right now. Chargers, big time. 45-22, Justin Herbert, over 400 yards passing. Austin Eckler's going to get involved. And there you go. That's a prediction.
Well, I think
that could be a hot take if you want
to. That definitely could have been a hot take. Yeah. I think it should be more of a bust pick, honestly.
Wait, what?
Well, you see, when you lose to Carolina the week prior, right? Now, I think Justin Herbert is playing really good. I agree with you on the rookie of the year thing, but so far, I mean, they just lost to Carolina, which they had a chance to win, but regardless, there's no way you should be in a close game to Carolina if you think you're going to beat the Buccaneers.
Yeah, well,
I mean, Tom Brady lost, so. He doesn't look like Tom Brady, but he's got so many weapons and such a better supporting cast than Justin Herbert that I just think there's no way that the Chargers can win this game because of the Buccaneers. I mean, they can run the ball. They can throw the ball, kind of.
Well, Brady's like 48, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, Brady's going to Brady. I'm taking Buccaneers 24-14.
Well, I don't agree with that at all, but it's all right.
All right, well, I mean, my record will display my confidence in the Buccaneers next week.
Yeah, next week we might actually have a special guest for this topic. So
yeah,
you tune in for that.
Tune in for that.
I think that's podcast.
All right.